Smoke Show. Written by Shield Maiden of Mithril Hall. Recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, our flag means death. Ed smelled smoke. Like, a lot of smoke. And was that plastic? Whatever it was acrid. And it didn't stop coming. He lived on the top floor of an ancient house that had been converted into two apartments. His downstairs neighbor, Jenny, was usually a better cook than this. Well, Ed looked at the clock. It was 7. Jenny's dinner was ruined, and Ed had made soup. He went downstairs, Tupperware in hand. He knocked at the door and heard faint swearing coming from inside. The door opened and caught on the little chain inside. Jenny had a guy over. Correction. Jenny had a hot guy over. There was a total smoke show in this apartment, and also apparently dinner had burnt up. Hello? The smoke show said, a bit crossly, but Ed figured that was to be expected. He was interrupting a date and all. Hey, sorry. I'm looking for Jenny. I'm her upstairs neighbor. Oh! He grinned, and then he shut the door in Ed's face. This would have been much more insulting had Ed not heard the scrape of the deadbolt, and then the man was flinging open the door. Hello. Jenny moved out. I'm Steed, your new neighbor. What? When did you move in? About 2 weeks ago, Steed said. Oh, right. Ed had been out of town for a whole week. He could have entirely missed the moving trucks. Oh, hello. Welcome to the building and all that. Ed reached out a hand. I'm Ed. Ah, E. Teach? I've been guessing that was an Emily. It was statistically likely, anyway. Just me, I'm afraid. Ed looked down at his hands, and remembered why he'd come down here in the first place, distracted as he was by Smoke Show Steed's exuberance. So, sorry if this is weird, but Jenny and I were friendly with one another. It smelled like dinner went a bit south, so I brought some soup, if that would help. Steed's face lit up. Edich, you're an absolute angel. Thank you. Ed shrugged. Shrugging was a useful gesture. It could make him look aloof, while inside he was reeling from the wattage of that smile. And scheming to see it again. No worries, mate. Just pop it in the microwave. Steed bit his lip. Steed, you didn't put metal in the microwave, did you? He opened the door wide. You'd better come in. Steed hadn't put metal in the microwave. But he had melted a microwavable rice cooker. Well, that explained the plastic smell. Smoke poured out of the microwave when he opened the door. Do you have any tips? Steed asked. Don't just nuke plastic. What did you put in here? Ed lifted the lid up. Inside, the rice had burnt to a solid chunk. Either Steed had put rice on for like an hour, or... Wait a minute. The rice was still hard. These were charred but still uncooked grains of rice. Steed, did you forget to put water in? The man paused, looked into the middle distance as he seemed to be thinking hard, and then grimaced. Quite possibly. I was on the phone when I made the rice. It must have been a good conversation. I'll say. It was my ex, letting me know our divorce went through. Steed looked at his microwave and winced. Oh, dear. That's the most divorced thing ever. I destroyed my new post-divorce microwave on the first go while finalizing said divorce. Ed laughed and picked up his Tupperware. Okay. Come on upstairs, and I'll heat this up for you. Sounds like it's been too big a day to let you cook again. My renter's insurance isn't that good. Are you sure that's not imposing? And Ed found that it wasn't. He'd never even asked Jenny up to his place. But the poor man was looking so flummoxed, he just had to help him. It wouldn't hurt to see him smile again, either. The end. Author's note. Definitely in no way inspired by real life. I would never forget to put water in a rice cooker. How dare you suggest such a thing?